evening at the beginning of Passover. And as the Jewish people around the world are celebrating liberation from Egypt, for which we look back and we're thankful for that. We're thankful for the liberation we have through Christ Jesus, who has set us free from the bondage of sin. And the Israelites were under a hard situation for years and years and years, and it was prayer made, but there came one time when they were released. And it says in Psalm 105:37 that he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among the tribes.
Amen.
So there comes a time to the end of your trials and tribulations.
Amen.
And if you respond correctly, God will bring you out with substance in your soul and health in your body. So it's so important for us to keep the right attitude. I spoke recently on the Beatitudes, and really they're the attitudes that we should have. And they're not just for the distant beyond, but they're for right now, the way we need to be relating to people, relating to God. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, who know that they have nothing to offer in themselves except to give themselves to the Lord. And may we know that we don't have to brag ourselves up to God, but just come to Him exactly the way we are, and then God can begin a deep, deep work in us. I had a privilege again to go to Israel in November, and I was among some Orthodox rabbi friends of mine. Have been going there for a few years, take a small team. I'll hopefully go again the end of October if anybody's interested. We go and we go to their homes, have Shabbat meal with them, have deep discussions. And I want to tell you, the young people in Israel and the Orthodox are on pilgrimage. They're hungering for more. The young people are experiencing everything that the young people here are. They're looking for more in the wrong directions often. But God has put a holy irritant within the hearts of the Jewish people. And the Orthodox, who are going to a lot of trouble to keep a kosher home and keep all the feasts and all the things they do, they're going to a lot of trouble to please God. And yet they don't feel the closeness to God. One time I was with a number of them, and they asked me to say the prayer at the beginning, and I just said an ordinary prayer like I do, and half the conversation for the whole meal was, you seem to talk to God like a friend. We read these prayers and so on and so forth, and he seems distant. And so there is a desire on them to know the Lord. They ask questions. Do you believe in modern day miracles? Do you speak in tongues? You believe in the resurrection. You have to help us with that concept. And they all say, we know the Messiah is coming soon, and we agree on that. And then they'll say, and we know, Pastor Jay, the only difference is the first time or second time. But one of the greatest things that happened, I went to the synagogue with them, and I'm out in the congregation. And when the high rabbi goes in and the cabinet and takes out the Torah and brings it over and lays it like on a desk there to begin reading, he looked out in the congregation and he says, we bless Pastor J. Francis. And he went and done the reading and so on. And after that meeting was over, an old rabbi come to me and said, I've been coming here for years. There's never been anybody blessed when the Torah was taken out.
Wow.
Awesome. Wow.
So I said, thank you, Lord, that you're giving me relationship here. And the way this relationship with these Orthodox has happened is just to love them. Jews want to be loved. They feel that the world's against them. They want to be loved. And if you love them and they become your friend, you can talk about anything. It's okay. But they don't want you talking theology with them if they don't know you as a friend.
Amen.
And I wonder, isn't that the way most people are? They would really, yeah. If we became a friend and loved them, they'd be open to discuss things rather than just, run in with a track and run away or something.
Yeah.
So I pray that all of us can increase our love power, become closer to the Lord, so that there's substance within us. And if we have substance, people will find us. God will see to that that happens. Remember, the Lord appreciates being appreciated. And in all the church, in all the body of Christ, many people are just asking God, I need rent money, I need this, I need that. But those who pause to put on some soaking music and seek God and want to develop a relation that brings great peace to his heart. And as those of us are getting older, we really like family and friends to sit in our presence and spend time with us. It does something. We don't need things, we need relationship. And that's the way the Lord feels. He wants our relationship. God created everything. I was reading an article last night how the universe is expanding. More and more solar system. I mean, it's just astronomical, the size. And God was creating all of that. And he was creating ants and lions and ferns and roses and all kinds of things. But he wasn't satisfied until he made man and said, that is very good.
Amen.
So there's something that God, that creation will not satisfy him. Only we can satisfy him. And God has given us a will. Will we or won't we? It's up to us. But if we say, Lord, my will is your will. You know, I give myself to you. I surrender to you. I acknowledge I'm not my own. I've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. That does something to the Father's heart. Isn't that amazing? The creator of everything, that I could bring pleasure to him.
Amen.
As a son, or you as a daughter. And so I want to just encourage you, you know, like these times here when you're gathering or in your homes, just take time waiting upon the Lord. And if you have a place and a time, when you go to set sometime, you're going to be setting in the Lord's lap. He'll already be there to meet you. He is desirous. You know, he relates to all of us, but he especially relates to those who are open to him. I want to just encourage you to continue to be open. Just a couple of things about what's happening in the Capital District, Albany, which is the capital of New York State. There's about 25 pastoral prayer groups going on, meeting weekly or every other week, cross-denominational lines praying. And even some Catholic priests are in on some of them.
Amen.
Episcopalian rectors, Baptist fundamentalists for gospel praying. And I believe there's other prayer things happening. I believe that's an atmosphere that God can feel welcomed and that we're getting poised for an awakening. And more pastors in the area are becoming more kingdom-minded rather than just local church-minded. So that's good. IM Missions is doing well around the globe. We got over 35 missionaries and several continents doing things, all the way from developing Bible schools, taking the Bible school to the student rather than the student come to the Bible school, doing some medical missions, some building. And then a sister corporation that I'm on the board is Jezreel International. The Lord will provide. It's a warehouse in Albany, 20,000 square foot. Last year we shipped 216 40-foot containers around the globe. And so we're right now, we're shipping one a day around the globe, plus taking care of needs in the greater Capital District, or if there's a hurricane or something down south or wherever, shipping containers there. So humanitarian aid. And if people see how much you care,
amen,
it might be more interested in what you believe.
Amen.
And so we have to help people with their felt needs and their real needs, so that their hearts are open to love, touch to the world. So whatever your hand finds to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And know that little things done can be amazing, the end results. I remember we took in a young fellow from Uganda almost 30 years ago, and he went to college at Cobleskill and got a couple degrees. He's back in Uganda now. Got 250 children in a boarding school, started three churches, got all kinds of ministry in the bush. just because one young Ugandan was touched. And so I want to just encourage you to keep reaching out to people. You never know who you're touching. You never know.
Amen.
And I gave you some sheets there, just some verses the Lord put on my heart, and I want to just have an atmosphere, a devotional atmosphere. Tonight I'm not going to have a lot of spiritual information for you, but I trust that some of the things that are said about these verses will touch your heart and encourage a fire within, a greater devotion within your heart for the Lord. The Lord desires to have relationship. Oh, he is just so desirous of your relationship and mine. And we need to appreciate the Lord, what he has done for us and what he desires to do. You know, God wants to speak to us more than we want to hear. And he has so much to disclose to us. And may we be open. Father, I pray as we go through these verses tonight that your presence would be so strong, Lord, and that you would help us all devotionally to come closer to you, to have a stronger relationship with you. We love you. We appreciate you so very much. In Jesus' name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. So precious is Jesus. He's beyond any price. Thank you, Jesus. He's the husband of the church. He's the bridegroom. He's her friend. He's the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He's the king, the prophet. He's the priest. He's Emmanuel. He's our master. He's wonderful. He's the mighty counselor. And each name is like a honeycomb dripping with honey. There are that we can know him in a deeper way. Jesus, Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. He is the life of all of our joys. He is the gathering of the hallelujahs of eternity into five letters, J-E-S-U-S. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he shall save his people from their sins. Many say salvation is being saved from hell and taken to heaven. But that's only one result of salvation. Yes, he saves us from the wrath to come. But his triumph is far more than that. He delivers us from our foes. Satan is no longer our master. The chains have been broken. Sin no longer has dominion. Sin no longer has the upper hand in our life. Christ is the master of our heart. He is the prevailing life. He's the prevailing lion of the tribe of Judah. How many Jews do we have here today? Any? Well, Judah. Judah, that's where the Jew comes from, you know. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. How many here are praisers? Well, then you're a Jew. Judah, you're a praiser. Thank you, Lord, that we've been grafted in, adopted in.
Amen.
He is our sanctifier. Hallelujah. And he is the one who's given us a hatred for sin and given us a love for holiness. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us new creatures in you. Christ saves us not in our sin, but he saves us from our sin. Saves us not in our sin, but he saves us from our sin. That we may have him as our Savior, that we might be one with him. Perfect in Christ. You can believe that you are perfect in Christ, for he has said so. In God's eyes, you are complete in him. You are complete in him because of what he's done for you. Even now, you and I are accepted in the Beloved. We shall know, we shall taste, and we shall feel the joy of being complete in Him. We shall fully comprehend the heights and the depths of the salvation that He offers us. He's going to bring us into more. Let your heart leap for joy. I love you, Jesus. Let's all say that. I love you, Jesus. I praise you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Just think about it, that Christ takes a worm and makes it into a sharp threshing instrument. Thank you, Lord, for that. He takes a black, deformed soul and cleans it and fills it with His glory. Let's give Him a clap offering tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. When Jesus gave Himself for us, He gave us rights and He gave us privileges. Jesus, the mediator, the head of the covenant of grace, has given us a heritage that shall last forever and ever. The consequences of His obedience unto death upon the cross have given us joint riches with Him. We're not in poverty tonight, brethren. Listen, He appears in the presence of His Father tonight for us. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's in the Father's presence there on our behalf. Our right to heaven lies in Christ Jesus. And we are pardoned through His blood. We are justified through His righteousness. And we are sanctified because He is sanctified. We've been set apart for His purposes. And you and I, in this sin-laden world that we're in, we shall be kept from falling. Got to make it to heaven some way? You're going to make it, because He who has begun a good work in you and me is going to see that we get there. And if we do trip and fall, we're not utterly cast down, for He will uphold us with His hand. Yes. We are preserved in Him. We are complete in Him. In Jesus, our Beloved, we have obtained it all. Count the treasures that belong to you. Oh, the blessed God, all the blessings God has prepared for us. All things are ours, for you are in Christ, and Christ is God's. We should not be living in poverty spiritually, brethren. God has so much for us. And even in the natural, He wants to bring us out with silver and gold. Amen. That we have no infirmities even in our body. The Lord, our righteousness. Think upon His righteousness often. You will have calm. You'll have peace. You'll have ease. You'll be quiet in your soul if you can think upon Him and His righteousness. Saints, there's no reason for you and I to be dormant or sad any longer.
Amen.
Be vertically oriented and not just horizontally oriented. Be of good cheer. Christ has made unto us righteousness. There's nothing wanting in our Lord. He is complete. On the cross, He said, "It is finished." Let's all say that. It is finished. Then if it's finished, then I am complete in Him.
That's right.
I can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Believers, we can say, I live in Christ alone. I rest on Him alone for my salvation. And I believe, however unworthy I may feel, I am still saved in Jesus. That's a fact. It's not a hope-so, it's a no-so proposition. I am saved by His obedience and by His merits. Therefore, I will live in Him, love Him, and I will serve Him. Oh, the love of Jesus that constrains me. I live, yet not I. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. There's the ultimate that we need to be living for. I live, yet not I. That He has the preeminence. Let us greatly value the imputed righteousness that we have because of Him. Let's greatly value that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And he's removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. If you take a globe, if he said from north to south, if you went south, you'd be going north. You'd meet your sins again. But he said east to west. So if you keep going east, you'll never meet him again. Isn't that amazing? Take a globe and just think about that. That is amazing. Thy love to me was wonderful. 2 Samuel 1:26. Let us speak of the love of Jesus and speak often. Your love to Jesus is wonderful to him as well as his love to you. He loves to hear, I love you, Jesus. I love you and I thank you, Jesus. One of my daughters and her husband, they have 5 children. Before they go to bed every night, they always have communion together. And when them little girls come down to the house, some of the kids, the other night they were down there, the little 6-year-old said, Grandpa, we can't go to bed yet. We haven't had communion. So we got the communion out and I said, and I asked one of them to pray over the bread, and I asked the little 6-year-old, you want to pray over the blood? Oh, Jesus, thank you for your blood that washes away all my sin. Thank you. I love you. I believe that little prayer from that little girl done so much for God's heart.
Amen.
It just, wow. She appreciates the Lord at this young age. And Jesus, your love constrains me from committing sin. And remember, sin is self-destruction. When God says, thou shall not, he's just saying, don't do this, it's going to hurt yourself. Thou shall not, don't hurt yourself. And Lord, your love comforts me. You said, come on to me, and I will give you rest. I'm so thankful for that. Oh, so many times I've come to the Lord. Hallelujah. 55 years ago, at 17, I came to know the Lord. And so many times during all those decades, I've had to come to him. But he's always said, come on to me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You wash my sins away. And Lord, I'm thankful that you've cleaned my polluted soul. You know, sometimes you hear, there's a good soul. I want to have a good soul. How about you? Yes, Lord. Thank you for telling me, Jesus, that the Father loves me. Thank you for reminding me that the Father loves me. And, oh, Lord, the fellowship that you and I are having as you're unveiling yourself before me. I see the Lord so much different than I did 55 years ago. Thank you, Lord, that you've unveiled yourself and taken scales off my eyes that I can see you high and lifted up and who you are and what you've done for me and your great love for me. Thank you, Lord. Precious Jesus, give me a fresh drink of your wonderful love. I need to drink of your love more and more often. Thank you, Lord. The love of the Lord, Hosea 3:1. Lord, you have led me, you have fed me, and you have clothed me each and every day. And you've put up with my ill matters, manners, and my murmurings. Oh God, I thank you. You put up with me all these times. I've murmured and complained. When you didn't answer prayers, I murmured, but I'm thankful you didn't answer all of them, Lord. They weren't good prayers, some of them. Thank you, Lord. And you have fed me with manna from heaven. Your grace has been more than sufficient for all of my troubles. Never knew what God could do until he brought me through this and that and oh, so many things. And your blood has purchased me and bought me back from all my sins. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Staff, gonna hold this ground. And rod, a little discipline when needed. And he counts me in the flock. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they do comfort me. And I remember, Lord, your covenant and the blood for my past sins, my present sins, and even future ones. Thank you, Lord, that it is finished, that your precious blood. Isaiah 53 is so wonderful, is it not? He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace were upon him. Thank you, Lord, that by his stripes we are healed. And I'm thankful, Lord, that your pardon and your love will never cease. You are the Alpha, and you shall be the Omega.
Amen.
And you're the God of everything in between. You are the first and the last. And Lord, I'll not fear any evil, for you are with me. Let's say that. Lord, you're with me.
Lord, you're with me.
You know, whether you feel it or not, the Lord is always with you. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thank you, Lord. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I am persuaded of that. I am persuaded neither angels or principalities or powers or things present or things to come, neither death nor life, nothing can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. We've all been through a lot in this room, I know that. But nothing has ever separated us from the love of God, has it?
No.
And nothing else we'll ever experience now. In fact, some of the things we go through will feel closer to God.
Amen.
You would think they'd separate, but no, we draw closer to him. Oh, my soul, be refreshed. Sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Oh, my soul, be refreshed and talk to Jesus more.
Amen.
Receive his love more. And saints, meditate on the love of the Lord. Let your heart burn within and long to love Jesus more. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Yeshua. You're the great Messiah. I love you. You're the Lamb of God. I love you and I appreciate you. And John said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons and daughters of God. Can you imagine this? You and I are called sons and daughters? What kind of love is that? Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. Beloved, we are now the sons and daughters of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know this, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we will see him as he is. Now I tell you, the Lord is even appearing now, his parousia, he's appearing now. And you become what you behold. Behold the Lord, look upon him, and become more and more like him. One of the greatest compliments I received it about a month ago in church. One of my grandsons had a testimony, and he said, he's 13, I feel like I'm called to be a pastor. And the reason is my grandfather has inspired me. Mm. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe all the elders and the deacons and the missionaries don't notice anything, but there's a young boy who's noticed something. Hallelujah. And you know what? If you behold Jesus, you want to be like him, do you not?
Amen.
You want to do the works that he did. You want to have words that he did. Boy, just think, there was a crowd and all kinds of talk going on, and yet he had time for blind Bartimaeus and heard his cry. All that's going on during Holy Week, this week, one of the things that happened, he noticed the old woman who put two mites in.
Yep.
She gave of her whole substance. He had time to notice little details. It's so important that we have. I just got a message when I was sitting there. A fellow I met with last week, he's been praying. He hoped he had a real big job at IBM, and he just got a call from him today. They're not going to hire him. So I wrote back to him and I said, you're a man of integrity, of character. They're the loser.
Amen.
Yes, they are.
And his wife and him just wrote me back and said, oh, thank you. Thank you. That meant a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it don't take much just to have a little word. to encourage people. When I consider who I was and how I sometimes feel even now, I wonder if the Lord's adopting, that He adopted me. Whew. My wife and I have 6 children. One of them we adopted. Can't remember which one.
I love it.
But she's my oldest daughter. She was born in Korea. And I never think of her as being Korean. But if I'm walking in a mall and people are kind of looking at, then I'll think about it. But I know I see Jenny. Mm. I see my daughter. I see the one I love. I don't see an adopted child. And one time when she was younger, she was struggling, you know, why did my mother give me up? And then I tried to help her with that. But I said, you know, your mother and I chose you. The rest of them, we got what we got. But we chose you. You're special. We chose you. That helped her a little bit. Yes. Such a high relationship. I'm a son, you're a daughter with privileges.
Amen.
One of my little granddaughters was in the refrigerator. And I said to you, Kristen, what are you doing in that refrigerator? I'm getting something. I said, who said you could be in there? She said, nobody. Well, I said, how do you know you can be in the refrigerator? She said, because Grandpa, you love me.
All right.
She got privileges, see?
There you go.
We have privileges with God.
Yes.
We really do. And He loves to bless His children. What care and tenderness and love we have from the Father. You know, I'm really content to be unknown. I will not be written up in Charisma magazine. But I don't want to live by my feelings or by the recognition I receive, but I want to live by the faith that I have in my Lord. I am a son of God, regardless of any sorrows or valleys, known or unknown, whatever, I am His son. But as yet it does not appear what I shall be, but when He appears, I shall be like Him, for I will see Him as He is. We have a lot to look forward to.
Amen.
We had an old woman in our church. She said, Pastor Jay, there's a lot worse things than dying. And if you live long enough, you'll find that out. And I have. Have you ever been so sick you're afraid you're going to die? Or maybe so sick you're afraid you weren't going to? You know, or some of the heartaches you go through with people or family or whatever. You know? But God's been good. He's given grace. We've come on and hopefully we've had to be attitudes, the right attitudes, and we became better, not bitter. The same sun that melts butter hardens clay. Yeah. What are you made of? Thank you, Lord. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus may be human to the world, but to me and you, He is divine. He has done that for me, which none but God could do. And here's the biggest thing He's done for me. He has subdued my stubborn will and melted my heart. He has subdued my stubborn will. Could anybody relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
And He's melted my heart.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You know, pride is an awful thing. Any sin you want, if you just take your fingernails and scratch it a little bit, you'll see pride is underneath it. Oh, Lord. Thank you that you subdued my stubborn will. You've melted my heart. Have your way in me, Lord. He has turned me from mourning into laughter. He has made my heart to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let others think of Jesus as they will. To me, He is the only begotten of the Father. Blessed be His name. He is full of grace. My sins, which were many, have all been forgiven. Let's give Him a wave offering. And I want to tell you, his promises have never failed me. They'll never fail us. The next time God fails me will be the first time. He's never, never failed me. What a master, what a brother, what a savior, what a comforter Jesus is. I want none but him. He is my life. And in my death, he shall be the death of death. Think of that. In my death, he will be the death of death. Where is your sting, O death? You've been swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Where my dad died, we were around the grave with his coffin there, and I had a woman in our church who played a 12-string guitar. I am the resurrection of life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall live. Boy, I thought my dad might almost rise right up there. It was so powerful. But we had such a powerful thing, you know, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He has the keys of hell and of death.
That's right.
And if anybody die in him, they'll never die. They will live forever and forever. In poverty, I can tell you that Jesus has been my riches. In my sickness, he's been my healer. In darkness, he's been my bright shining star. He is my manna in the wilderness. Jesus to me is all truth, all grace. He's all sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My brethren, if I was in a black church tonight, I'd have some people shouting, but you folks are quiet. I like what the black preacher says. If I can help somebody here tonight, just one person, then this sermon will not be in vain.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Well, I'm trusting I'm helping all of you a little bit. Glory to God.
Amen.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
Amen.
I am with you always. Matthew 28:20. Isn't that wonderful? I am with you always.
Hallelujah.
It is well. There is one who is ever the same and always with us. It is well. There is a rock amidst the waves of the light of our life. I must not set my affection upon the rusting, moth-eating, decaying treasure of this world, but upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I must set my heart upon him who abides faithful. I must build my house upon the rock and not on the quicksands of this deceitful world that I'm living in. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All the ground is seeking sand. Saints, I charge you to lay up your treasure in the only safety deposit cabinet there is, and that is heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Store your jewels where they'll never be lost. Put your all in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that we will all come into more in God. I tell you, the Lord at this time is just knocking on hearts. Do you have room for me? Are you open to me? I think God has so much that he wants to share with us. We need to be so open to him. He wants to give downloads to all of us. He has so much to speak to us. And he wants us to realize that we're sons and daughters, what he has done for us. The value of his blood and his body, which was broken for us. He wants to use us mightily in these last days. Set your affection upon him. All your hope must be in his merits. All your trust must be in his love and in his blood. All your joy must come from his presence. Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Then you shall defy the destruction that's all around you. Boy, people are falling, hearts, men's hearts are failing because of fear. There's all kinds of tragedies everywhere, all kinds of things happening. But if you got yourself solid in Christ Jesus, trusting in Him, enjoying the fellowship, the benefits with Him, He'll keep you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
I've been pastoring now 52 years, and boy, the crowd gets thinner the further you go. But I'm thankful to God that He's kept me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm not bragging on myself, I'm bragging on Him. I used to marvel at faith, but I marvel at grace that God could keep me in that long. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Keep on keeping on what you're doing, Lord. I'm open, I'm available. I want to urge you to wedge your heart to Jesus, who will never, never leave you. People may fail you, but I want to tell you, Jesus is very loyal. Trust yourself completely to Him in the state you're living in. Tell your secrets to your greatest friend, the one who sticks closer than a brother. I have one brother and one sister. My sister I'm quite close with. She loves the Lord. My brother, he's walked away, you might say, from the Lord, and he only lives about 2 miles from me, and I want to have more relationship. The only relationship I have, if I stop there and, you know, talk 5 minutes, I don't generally get invited to sit down or anything. But he's still my brother. I got to still reach out to him. But I'm thankful that I have somebody who sticks closer than my brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Isn't it so? As you go on, sometimes the body of Christ is closer to you than your own flesh and blood.
Amen.
Thank God for brothers and sisters
Amen.
In the Lord.
Thank you.
And trust all your concerns to Jesus, who can take them from you. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about it. And He will hear you,
Amen.
And He will care for you. Trust Jesus, who will never leave you. You know, there's a lot of times that we put things on people that we shouldn't, because people don't have the ability to meet our needs, really. Only Jesus can meet all of our deep inner needs.
Amen.
If I have a flat tire, one of you could help me change my tire tonight, but if I got an ache in my heart, you may be able to talk to me or pray for me, and I appreciate that. But in the final end of it, God's got to meet that need. Is that right?
Right.
Amen. And He will.
Yep.
He will, and He does. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. People change.
Amen.
I was talking to someone today who's been with me in ministry. They're considering possibly leaving. They've been with me quite a while, and I have a heavy heart tonight. Oh, Lord. That'll be a big loss, you know, and not just for what they do, but just for who they are, you know. And remember, He said, "Lo, I am with you always." He's with us, always. Thank you, Lord, for that. That's more than enough for us to trust and rest our soul upon, that He's always with us. He is closer to us than we are to ourselves, St. Augustine said. That's pretty close, isn't it? He'll never leave us, and He'll never forsake us. I'm thankful that we can call His name Jesus, for He has saved us from all of our sin. And though at times we mess up, He'll still forgive us and continue the good work He's begun in us. Thank you, Lord. Remember, you're perfect in Christ, you're complete in Him. Remember what He has done for you and for me. And we have obtained a great inheritance in Him. A lot of it won't be revealed to the next life, but even this life, hasn't God given us a great inheritance? Hallelujah. Praise God. I love people of all nationalities, cultures, backgrounds, whatever it might be. That's an inheritance from the Lord, to be able to love people that are different than I am.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord, our righteousness, I'm glad for the imputed righteousness that I've received from Him. You know, they talk about animals having instincts. No, they have imputed wisdom. You know, as smart as we all are tonight, we can't make a spider's web. We don't know how to do it. But a spider who has a very low IQ has imputed wisdom and can make a web. So in the same way, God has given us imputed righteousness. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate that very much. And your love to me is wonderful. Bathe in his presence more and more. You know what? If you feel the love of God and you're being bathed in that, you're free to love other people.
Amen.
Whew. You can get through life. Wow. Very easily if you know you're loved. That's an essential thing to being a well-balanced person is know you're loved. And we have to know that from the Lord. There's some people who love you that way, but the Lord is the main source. The love of God, and I believe God is going to help us to know the depth, the heights, the length, and the breadth of the love of God with all the saints. And also personally, he's going to help us to know that more and more. Thank you, Lord. And just think about being adopted. Oh, what matter of love is this that I'm a son of God? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And how is it, Lord, when some others got saved when I did 50-some years ago, some fell away, some never went far. How is it? How is it? But thank you, Lord. I don't know how it is, but thank you. You've kept me.
Amen.
Thank you for your keeping power, Lord.
Amen.
And I want you to know Jesus is full of truth and he's full of grace.
Amen.
Ah, he's the way, the truth, and the life. And he said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And even beyond that, he's always going to be with us. Isn't that amazing that he's omnipresent? But beyond being omnipresent everywhere, there's something even beyond that. They can be present with us as individuals in a deep, personal way, especially as we're open to him and have a relationship with him. Very present help in time of need.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're with me. My father-in-law tells he's dead and gone now with the Lord, but he was in the 40s, and he had four children. They were in a Moody Bible Institute, and he went to church, and he only had $2. And he said, I was thinking, well, Lord, $2 isn't going to feed this family. I'll put it in the offering. And because I trust you that you're going to feed the family, I don't have to this week. And God provided miraculously for him. Because he put his trust in God. And you know, a lot of times when you're just short of cash or love or short of anything, invest it in God and let God make up the difference.
Amen.
God can do it exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So tonight I just wanted to encourage you that you can have a deeper relationship with the Lord, and he wants a deeper one with you. He really, really does. And so, know that the Lord will come and meet you in special times too. Be very sensitive to the Lord. Be very open. Keep short accounts with God as far as sin and all that. And just be very open that God might speak to you. God has a kiss for us every day. He has something to download to us every day. He has illustrations for us,
yes.
Understandings for us that can come. I think the last time I was here, I gave an illustration. I'll give it again. You know the size of a tomato seed, how small that is? That's the size of a redwood tree seed that's placed in the ground that can grow 330 feet tall, live to be 1,000 years or more, has bark that's 12 inches thick, so thick that it can go through a forest fire and not be damaged, and insects cannot even bore through it to get to the tree. And that all started with a little seed. That's an illustration to us. Just, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed,
yeah.
Amen.
You can grow up and be an herb and an herb is crushed and is used for medicinal purposes, God can bring a crushing in your life that you can be medicine for somebody. But then the parable says, but then that can grow into a tree. That's a transition only God can do from being a plant to being a tree. And it'll be so strong that all kinds of birds will come. People will come in your life and draw nourishment and strength from your life. And it all begins with a little tiny seed. So it does not yet appear what we shall be, but as we spend time with God, let's see what God will do with each and every one of us.
Amen.
I want to stay in tune with you folks for the next 10, 20 years. And yes, I'm going to be around that
Amen.
Long, and you are too.
Great.
Hallelujah. And just see what God's going to do in your life and what he's going to do in my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Father, I thank you for my friends here. Thank you that we could share tonight. Thank you for this wonderful relationship we have in you. And Lord, we just give you praise and adoration.